It's July 6th, 2026, and welcome to the Ox Map Roundup. Today, a solid-state battery raise, Oxford cybersecurity firm Cydia goes freemium, and why artificial intelligence litigation is now a product decision every founder needs to take seriously.
A lot to get through, and honestly, some of the signals today feel quite connected once you lay them out side by side.
Let's start with DealFlow. A solid-state battery innovator in the Southeast has closed a £4.5 million share placing. And separately, a multidisciplinary contractor picked up a £6.6 million facility.
The battery round is the one I'd flag for Oxford Watchers specifically. Between the Faraday Institution and the Materials Department's spin-outs, this region has a genuine structural edge in next-generation energy storage, so continued investor appetite here isn't surprising, but it's still a positive signal.
Agreed. Now, Oxford-based Cydia has announced a free compliance tier, a freemium move in the governance, risk, and compliance space. Classic land and expand playbook, but is it the right call?
It could be smart. There's a real gap in compliance tooling for small and medium enterprises who just don't invest enough in this area. But the unit economics have to work downstream. Otherwise, you're just thinning margins for nothing. Worth watching closely.
Then there's the artificial intelligence litigation piece. The core point being that a single viral hallucination can now trigger coordinated mass claims. And terms of service disclaimers probably aren't going to be enough protection on their own.
This should already be in every AI founder's risk register, full stop. And the insurance market for AI-specific liability is maturing now. So if you haven't spoken to your broker, do it before an incident, not after.
On the ecosystem side, Rick Howe has raised a $50 million fund targeting deep tech at pre-seed. Very aligned with how Oxford spin-outs actually need capital. And GeoSurge closed $12 million on an AI visibility thesis, essentially replacing traditional search engine optimization as AI-mediated discovery grows.
The Rick Howe Fund is one to bookmark. Patient pre-seed capital for deep tech is genuinely scarce, and Oxford companies often sit in that awkward gap before traditional venture capital timelines kick in.
And a quick final note, there's a compelling first-person account out there making the case for Abu Dhabi as a serious expansion market, particularly relevant for Oxford founders in climate, health, and infrastructure, given how actively the UAE is investing in those sectors. That's your Ox Map Roundup for July 6th. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow